Good afternoon. Dr. Schmidt dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Shelby Bryant. This goes to the VA on 7/16/24. Mr. Bryant performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/11/24, there's an improvement in flow rates as this study shows normalization of airflow after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression. Moderate restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement, period. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Shelby Bryant. This goes to the VA. On 7/16/24, Mr. Bryant performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 100%, period. Patient walked 356 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period of paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gossett. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/16/24, Mr. Gossett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 2/10/24. There's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP. On 7/16/24, Mr. Calder performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/11/24. There's been slight improvement. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Gaeta, G-A-E-T-A. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 7/16/24, Mr. Gaeta performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/1/24, there's been no significant change. Period. Paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on McKenna, M-A-K-E-N-N-A. Last name P-A-G-L-I-O-N-E. On 7/16/24, Miss Paglioni performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period, and paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.